Sister Teresita, what do you ask of God and of His Holy Church?
The mercy of God, the poverty of the order, and the company of the sisters of this monastery, of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, of the discalced Carmelite nuns, of the Order of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel.
Thanks be to God. Today we celebrate the mystery of love. How do people fall in love? In the normal course of events, they meet each other, they get to know each other, and then something deep inside wells up. There is an attraction. They love spending time with each other. Attraction grows and grows, and attraction becomes love, and love to the point of making a lifelong commitment. For most people, that is celebrated in the sacrament of matrimony. But some people, the Lord Jesus has chosen for His own, like these Carmelite nuns. First, there is an attraction. In their youth, the Lord attracts them through Mass and the sacraments, and prayer and the catechism. Then there's a period of courtship, which is called the novitiate. Then God gives His beloved the desire, through the Holy Spirit, to want to be with Him forever in a life of love and service. How does a sister know that she's just not talking to herself or thinking these things up? Because her desire is confirmed through the vote of the chapter of the solemnly professed sisters. The desire of the Lord for you and you for Him is confirmed further by Christ's representatives in the church, your humble bishops here today, and all of Christ's faithful rejoice with us. Sister Teresita, today was chosen as the day of your solemn profession, your wedding day with Jesus, because it is the feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We say of Mary, you are the highest honor of our race. If sin entered the world through Eve, the first woman, grace has entered the world through Mary. Mary's grace is to bring us Jesus. That was Mary's mission, to give the world its Savior. What's the mission of the Carmelite nun? St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, herself a professed Carmelite nun, expressed it very well when she said, "The life of the priest, like that of the Carmelite nun, is an advent which prepares the incarnation in souls." Sister Teresita, by your way of life, living the cloistered life in this monastery, by forsaking all worldly pleasures and amusements, by living a life of silence, prayer, penance, and divine worship, your whole life yells out, God exists. God is real. God loves the world so much He sent His Son as our Savior and Redeemer. Not only that, this God loves me, and He loves you. He loves me so much I have to live with Him and be with Him forever in this holy place. Sister Teresita, just by knowing you, and all of us here today that know you and know the sisters, we know the love of Jesus for us. They say Jesus is the sun, S-U-N, and that Mary is the moon. Dear sisters of Carmel, your faces reflect the burning rays of the love of Jesus and make them present to us. Mary is the human race's gift to God. Sister Teresita, if I may say, you are the Diocese of Oakland's birthday present to our Lady. You are. Praise God. Sister Teresita, Jesus has chosen you for himself, and today you become the spouse of Jesus Christ for all eternity.